Okay, let's talk about the big O, listeners. Obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it, so there should be no shame in the weight game. RO Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row helps handle all of the insurance paperwork to help get the medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up from the comfort of your own home. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink. Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
It's that time.
It's morning time. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is that time. Countdown to homeschool time. It's that time.
Oh, shizballs.
Yeah, that's right. It's happening.
I know. I think I actually may be gone for the first day of homeschool for one of my kids.
That sounds about right. I keep getting like so many emails about Zoom parent orientations. And I'm like, you guys know I'm not going to look at this until Monday. School starts on Tuesday, right?
Well, you probably have to do the Zoom before Monday.
Oh, I'm not planning on. I'm busy. Ailish is coming.
Okay. Jesus. Okay, you guys, thanks for listening to us. We have a really good story today for you.
Oh, I am so excited.
Well, I have a good story for you.
Oh, even better.
But before we get into that, this morning, my calendar alerted me. So my husband's calendar is on my phone also. So I get like his calendar updates, I guess.
You guys are so simpatico. Puke.
Well, actually, I think I have his calendar on my phone. So he could be like, okay, find a time for yourself in here. He's real busy.
My husband actually always bugs me to sync up our calendars. But there are some things in life that I just cannot master.
Don't wanna do.
It's beyond. No, I just can't figure it out. So I'll just avoid it for years until someone walks me step by step through it. And he's never been willing to do that. So I never have.
Okay. I also had to walk you through how to get your text messages on your computer, which she
does now.
Mm-hmm. And how to sign on to Patreon, like you actually own the account.
Actually, you did not show me how to get my text messages on the computer. Correction. I did it on accident. And I was like, that thing you've been bugging me about learning how to do?
You did it. Thank you.
I did it. You're welcome.
I did teach you how to post on Patreon yesterday.
I haven't done it yet, but I'm on it.
She's learning very slowly.
I'm learning. Okay. I'm learning.
So anyhow, today is August 12th. So it's Wednesday. That's when we're recording. And an update popped up and it said, Gretchen, when her kids are older, we discussed in Vegas in 2016. And she said, call us in 4 years to go on a date at Soho House. So I had to rack my brain about this, but 4 years ago today.
Oh my God, 4 years ago, we were in Vegas.
Gretchen and I were in Vegas with our husbands. And Sean said, hey guys, we just got into the Soho House. Do you want to go on a date with us? And Gretchen, being Gretchen herself, says, ask me in 4 years when my kids are older.
Like, I barely got my ass to Vegas that weekend.
I know, you really barely.
Barely.
Did.
Barely.
And so now she still doesn't have a babysitter.
I would love to go. I accept.
Except for they aren't allowing any guests right now.
I know this. That's why I accept.
Oh, okay. So barely I can. I mean, he can barely get me through the door. And we definitely cannot get you in.
Well, we could go if I could drop my kids off with your babysitter.
We could do that.
Post-COVID. We should do that. Can you put another reminder in your phone? Ask Gretchen again next year because yeah. I don't want to turn down the opportunity to go to Soho House.
Oh, it's so sad.
A reminder.
Okay, I'll do it. Yeah. Reminder. 1 year.
Okay, thank you.
5 years.
You.
Not 4 years from now. 5 years.
Or, 5 years. That's what I meant to say in Vegas.
That's what I thought. And we should do Vegas again.
You know what is funny is because I have been looking. I'm in my closet, you know. This is the dress I wore. And I was thinking, I wonder if I should get rid of that.
Oh, well,
I think it's gold and black sequins.
No, it's cute.
It's really, it's the only
Vegas.
Vegas is the only place I would ever wear it.
Can you fit into it?
No, bitch.
Then go back to keto. You guys, I have to go back to keto. This like trainer.
She's such a keto whore.
This trainer that has me on some more carbs is not working out, you guys. It's just. The scale just keeps going up. So fuck it. I'm going to go back to
speaking of you being a whore, I think we need to give a little PSA. Everyone's been real into cutting up their Housewives of True Crime stuff since I showed you how to make it into a real cute boat neck. Mm-hmm. And Tabitha decided to make her t-shirt into real cute too. But she took it like next level slutty. So, you know, less is more. Start out slow.
Got to start out slow.
And then go.
So yeah. What I did also is I didn't wash it beforehand. So now it's like a under the boob crop top, which are real in fashion right now. I see a lot of girls wearing
especially
them.
Especially in your neighborhood.
But I don't think I'm pulling that off.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me tell you. You know how we were wondering, I never brought this up before, about how everybody wears the G-strings now and we're like the old ladies covering our booties?
Yeah.
It's across the states.
Oh, I know.
You know how I saw America? Yeah, I saw a lot of G-string booties in Oklahoma.
Saw a lot of asses?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, I definitely think.
That's the style. We are, what I'm telling you is we are old. That's what everybody's doing. And we can't wrap our heads around it.
No, I actually bought an Instagram bikini for real cheap.
You did?
I did. And it was one that was like really high cut. Mm-hmm. Not a good look for me. I think you
not
have to
good
be like
I know.
Hailey Bieber.
Oh my God. You got to be that stick. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was at the beach and I saw this couple and a girl was wearing that real high cut thing. Her and her husband, and they were walking a little kid that looked like she was like 3.
And was she cute at work?
Oh, they were absolutely perfect. And I thought to myself, I sure hope that's like your niece or nephew that you're like babysitting. Because if you have pushed a baby out of that perfect body, then I hate you.
She probably has.
She probably has, though. That is what I thought.
Well, you know, I made a little trip to Texas last weekend. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It was fast and good. I went to the Big D.
The Big Dick. Dallas.
And I saw some real cute places. And, you know, I just love Dallas, you guys. I am a fan. But.
Oh, good. but
this case comes out of Texas, but not Dallas.
But not Dallas. Okay.
Comes right out of Houston.
Okay.
And did you know that Houston is the second largest city in Texas?
That makes sense.
Dallas is number one, by the way.
Right. That's why it's the Big D.
Going through the Big D. Don't mean Dallas. Okay.
One of these days, we're going to the state fair.
If I move there, then we are definitely going to the state fair.
Listen, that's my dream.
Okay. It's also, Houston is also my friend Amber's favorite city in Texas. So.
Really?
It is, yeah.
Amber, when are you going to come on our podcast? We've been talking about that for a long time, dude.
I know, she is. I gotta wrangle her. She's a very busy woman. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a big city. So the whole like stats of, you know, houses doesn't really work in this kind of thing because you have like such a wide range, right? You can.
Right. We get it. It's a city.
It's a city. So just a few years ago in 2017, there was a woman named Valerie McDaniels. She was in her 40s. She was a veterinarian and had one child, an estranged ex-husband.
Okay.
Like I said, she went through the Big D, and I don't mean Dallas.
You don't mean Dallas. Listen, that doesn't seem so bad.
What, getting divorced?
One kid. Well, I mean, divorce sucks. I feel bad for anyone who goes through divorce. But if you only have one kid and then you have like having, you know, an ex-husband, it's like having a babysitter a couple nights a week.
It totally is. I always think that. And also, it's probably real easy to find like a next husband if you only have one kid.
Yeah, you only got one kid. Yeah, two is baggage. One is like a cute accessory.
Three is like, forget it. You're never finding anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have three or more kids.
You can. It's possible, but it's just easier with one.
Yes. Okay.
Sure.
So her ex-husband's name was Mac McDaniels. Mac and her actually met in college and married shortly after they graduated. They were together for 17 years.
Damn.
But the problem was that Mac cheated on Valerie often, and she was over it. Which I don't blame her, right?
Over it.
So although they were divorced, she still owed him over $1 million from their estate.
Oh,
and
shoot.
She still had to deal with him because they have a child together. And, you know, that's what you got to do.
That's how it works. Yeah.
So she was basically focused solely on her business and raising her daughter until she ran into this hot new neighbor who happened to move in next to her. And not only was he the neighbor, but he also was the son of her divorce attorney.
Oh, snap.
This guy, his name was Leon Jacob.
Okay. Leon's a hot guy name.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Leon was younger than Valerie by 8 years. He was 39 years old, good looking, and had this like cocky swagger to him. Mm-hmm. Listen.
You said cock.
She's been drinking, people. What is so funny about that?
I don't know, because we've been talking about the Big D.
Oh my God. She's too much.
Yeah.
Gretchen is 12 years old.
Go on.
You're like a 12-year-old boy, actually.
I am. I know. I apologize. Sorry.
Oh my God. I say cocky and she just has a fucking meltdown. Okay.
I'm back. Straight face.
Okay. Listen, I think, I don't know what another way to say it besides cocky mm-hmm. guys.
I got like, it. Cocky.
So these kind of guys, I say stay away from, but we often as women gravitate towards them, right?
I think we both married cocky husbands.
Yeah, well, we did. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Definitely. Both of our husbands. Yeah.
But these two guys that we married, I think they've gotten more cocky with age. Just saying.
Fucking A, right?
Yeah.
Put your dish in the sink. You're not above it.
100%. Let's hope they're not listening. But yes, you know, these guys, they have this arrogance, but this confidence to them that's powerful. And I think at first, even if we're put off by like the Danny Zuko vibe, it slowly falls into
it.
Yeah. And
it's hot.
I think that's what happened to Valerie. Yeah. Valerie was cute enough, highly successful, which I'm sure Leon found very attractive. Mm-hmm. And Leon, on the other hand, was from a well-to-do family. He went to the best schools and graduated an MD.
Oh.
However.
Okay. He's got it going on.
Yeah, he kind of has it going on. But at 39, he still did not pass his residency or get his license to practice in Texas, which I see as a real big red flag.
Yeah.
He was fired from his residency, actually two of them, for not being able to uphold ethical standards and was seen as a threat to patients, which I think is pretty scary.
Yeah, that's who is the kind of guy who ends up like injecting Vaseline into people's butts or whatever at the Botox parties, like they pretend they're something because they couldn't pass.
That's right. And, you know, my friend Jay always says, you know what they call a doctor that graduates last in his class?
A doctor.
A doctor.
That's right.
So just note to everybody, make sure you do your due diligence when picking a doctor.
Yes.
They're not all created equal.
100%.
Okay. So Leon, however, a quasi-doctor, was living with his mother. He was a divorcee.
Getting less sexy.
I know, right?
Every minute. I know.
He was a divorcee and he had recently filed bankruptcy.
Oh, Leon.
So,
Leon. Ooh.
To me, this does not seem like a good match for Val.
You got to put a pretty good spin on your Tinder for that.
Right? But.
Yeah.
Valerie says after her first bow, chicka bow wow.
Oh, he had the big D.
No. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
She said fireworks and passion took over.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice way of putting it.
It's a quick joke. Okay.
Okay.
What do you do when you enter a barn and see a brown chicken kissing a brown cow?
What, Tabitha?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown cow. Best joke ever.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure Val just lost all her senses after Leon showed her the back of her eyelids.
He
quickly moves in with her. And Val's ex Max, spidey senses went off. I mean, she was sharing custody with the daughter, and Mac did not like Leon at all.
Right. Of course not.
In fact, Mac found out that Leon actually had a criminal record.
Uh-oh.
In 2012, Leon was arrested for burglarizing the home of a hospital administrator who testified against him in the residency firing.
Oh, shoot.
Psycho. That's nutso. Then in 2013, Leon's wife, whom he was married to for 13 years and had two sons with, named Annie Jacob, had filed for divorce, and she stated Leon used extreme and repeated mental cruelty without cause against her. In 2014, he was arrested for stalking Annie and cyber-stalking her. And recently, in January 2017, and recently, I mean, because this case takes place in 2017, he was arrested for stalking his ex-girlfriend, Megan Barakas, And he was actually let out on bail for those charges, which in one document I found was that Valerie actually was the one that bailed him out.
Oh my gosh, Valerie.
I would hope that wasn't true, but I think it was. So
it's one thing if you get involved with a guy who has a stalker history and you don't know, but if you know, there is no D worth that shit.
No fucking
way. Okay, no way.
So clearly Mac was not interested in his daughter having anything to do with Leon.
Of course not.
And he was fighting with Valerie to have Leon out of the picture when Val had their daughter, which I think is totally fair.
Right.
Valerie, on the other hand, did not like this idea and kept violating the order. So Leon is now facing this second round of stalking charges, and he knew that if he was found guilty, there was no way he was going to get his medical license in Texas.
Oh, we're still worried about a medical license?
I know. That's what I thought. I'm like, can you just get over
it? Give it up. Give Amazon is hiring, Leon.
Right.
Come on. Okay.
He was never going to get it. So, but he's fucking cocky. I'm telling you, if you listen to these like tapes with him, you get it. You're like, okay. And okay. I don't know how it worked out as a kid for him, but I can just assume that he was always told he could get, like, if you work hard enough, you could get whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
that's not true.
It's not true all the time, unfortunately.
You have to be smart too.
Yes. And I think that Leon, although maybe book smart, wasn't really street smart.
Right.
And he's stalking people. What a fucking weirdo.
Totally.
So
unstable.
He knew that if he got found guilty on this stalking charge, he wasn't going to get his license, and he still had the hope. So he needed to get rid of Megan. He thought that if he got rid of Megan, there was no way that she would testify against him. And life as Dr. Leon Jacob could go on.
Oh my gosh.
So he finds himself an acquaintance named Zach to help him do just that. Zach was down to get rid of Megan for Leon. So Leon paid him $10,000 and two Cartier watches, which I'm like, where's Leon getting Cartier watches?
Yeah, is he robbing Val?
I think that Leon got those.
Going in her safe?
Yeah, no, I think that Leon maybe got those from his parents or his attorney mom.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was going to hawk them to kill Megan.
Yeah, douche.
So Leon actually tells Zach to kidnap Megan and scare her into leaving Houston and returning to Pittsburgh, where she was from. And he says that or just get rid of her. Well, Zach takes the money and the watches and runs, leaving.
Gets rid of Zach. That's why you only pay people a percentage up front.
Oh, yes, that's a better idea. So Leon, stuck with no money, a stalking charge, and an ex. And at the same time, Leon was dealing with this mess with Valerie, right? With like the ex-husband demanding not to have Leon around the daughter.
Yeah.
So Valerie's like, yeah, Mac needs to fucking go too.
Oh, shoot.
So
two for one. Get a twofer.
A twofer. So Leon heads out to his bail bondsman, who actually had bailed Zach out of jail.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Also, so he's like, hey, dude, I know you can get a hold of this Zach guy. He took my money. I need him to finish this job or I need my money back. But mostly he needs the job finished.
And he just straight tells the bail bondsman.
He tells the bail bondsman. Yeah.
That's dumb.
That is really dumb. So the bail bondsman finds Zach. And Zach calls Leon and says, yeah, no problem. I actually have a friend that's going to help me finish this job. But, you know, they need more money for it.
Of course.
And I think this time Leon's a little smarter.
Yeah.
He's going to pay him the rest after the job is finished.
That's a good plan, Leon.
So Zach says, okay, let's meet for a bite to eat and we can discuss. So Zach and the hitman, the second hitman, head over to the Olive Garden for a little salad and breadsticks.
So good.
I mean, it's the only thing good at Olive Garden.
It really is the only thing good at Olive Garden is the salad and breadsticks. Yeah.
So they all four devise a plan. So Val and Leon show up also. Mac needs to be killed. Mac is the ex-husband of Valerie. He needs to be killed.
Right.
Maybe make it a fake robbery or something like that. And Megan, same plan. Kidnap her, tie her up. And if he has to, get rid of her. Leon even tells them a drug that they could stab into her heart for like a quick heart attack to kill her.
Oh my God, so extra.
Right? I mean, also, like, kidnap her and tie her up. Like,
that's stabbing like, in crazy. The heart and whatever. I mean, that is like so vampire.
So they all leave for dinner after dinner and wait for the next day for the hits to go down. So first, a picture comes through of a text that was sent to Leon of Megan, zip-tied, bound, frightened. And then he calls him and is like, Leon, we got it done, but we had to kill her because she was like out of control. She was feisty and they were like, she's a risk and she's not leaving town. So Leon's like, okay, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Then next, the police actually show up at Valerie's door to inform her that her ex-husband was murdered. Val and Leon were actually at home together, and they were stunned. They told the police that they were home all day watching Val's daughter, and they were watching movies, and Valerie starts to cry. The police take a picture out of Mac with like a bullet hole in his head and blood, and they're like, we think that it was like a carjacking gone wrong.
That's weird. I've never heard of that police pulling out a photo.
I know, weird, right?
That's weird.
So in the middle of Val sobbing for her ex, they say, actually, Valerie, you have the right to remain silent. You are under arrest for solicitation of murder for hire. You see, Gretchen, you smarty pants, the bail bondsman, although probably seems shady, isn't.
Of course not. Everyone knows. I mean, Dog the Bounty Hunter. I mean, they're like law official adjacent.
Yes, they are. And this guy was
Like on the right side of it.
They are.
Yeah.
But I think they come across as probably like your friend.
Well, they have to.
Yes, they do.
So that you, if you watch The Dog like I do, you know that. So what did they do? Did they use some makeup to do a bullet hole on the guy's head? Oh my God, that's crazy.
So Mike Kubosh is the bail bondsman's name. And once he found out that Leon was going to, you know, off his ex-girlfriend, he calls up the police chief, which is his buddy, right?
Of course.
And they find the Zach character, whose real name is not Zach. His real name is Moataz Azay. So Moataz was actually ex-military. And he assured the police that he was just saving a life by not killing Megan and stealing Leon's money. But like I said, Moataz, and I'm sorry if I'm jacking your name up.
Well, let's just call him Mo.
Okay, let's call him Mo.
I think you should go by Mo.
Yeah, that's probably what
he, Zach.
I think he probably does go by Mo. I have a friend named Mo also that has a harder name. So Mo, he works at a deal. Because like I said, he was bonded out also. So he has like a little bit of record himself.
Oh, yeah. Birds of a feather.
So he's like, yeah, I'll help you. You help me. He goes undercover with a police officer as his so-called hitman friend. That's who they all had dinner with at the Olive Garden.
Okay.
And they played Leon like a fiddle.
Yeah.
And beyond Leon being played by the police, it concerns me that Leon has a medical degree and he let them text pictures of Megan bound. I mean, like the whole thing is like, dude, you were going to get found out one way or another.
Clearly. I mean, it does kind of restore my faith in, you know, medicine that he was not able to become a doctor. Right?
Thank heavens.
Thank heavens.
So it's kind of, but he's got to be smart enough to finish medical school. I mean, he got into med school, finished med school, and he got into med school in the States. He went to, I think, University of Texas.
Oh.
UT.
No, that's not good. Oh, geez.
Isn't that the Longhorns?
I think that's Texas A&M.
Oh, okay. One of them went to Texas A&M and one of them went to UT. They both are doctors. These two people are smart enough.
Okay.
But they're the stupidest killers ever.
Dumb. Don't listen to enough true crime.
Well, hello. What do you think? They both were going to have their exes die mysteriously on the same day? Like, and nobody was going to be like,
Hello, Lori and Chad. Right. It comes back to haunt ya.
Yeah. So they arrest the two, and Valerie makes bond because, you know, she doesn't have any criminal history. And Leon does not make bond because he is already out on a bond before. And so they were like, no, you have a history and you're not getting out of jail. So these two are in big trouble. And not only is Leon locked up, Valerie is no longer allowed to see her daughter or have any communication with her.
Sad.
It's sad. I mean, like, what the fuck was she thinking?
Yeah, but also, like, you I mean, who would want to kill their child's other parent? Like, why would you want to see your kid go through that pain? There's something clearly wrong with you, no matter how much you don't like them.
Okay, so Valerie does these journals, and they're audio journals. You see doctors do that sometimes when they, like, talk about the patients. Have you ever been to a doctor's office that does that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My fertility doctor did it all the time. It always freaked me out.
I know. I had a doctor that did it too. So I think she probably did that in her veterinarian clinic, and then she just did it at home also. So she has all these audio journals, and she talks about it actually. And she said that her and Leon talked so much about getting rid of them that it just, even though it's so beyond the right thing to do or normal, it normalized it. And I don't know if she was brainwashed by him or she was just so infatuated with this man that he kind of conned her, I think, into thinking it was a good idea. Which also I'm like, okay, but Valerie, you're a pretty smart woman.
Right.
You make your own choices. So I don't think it was right in any stretch of the imagination. And I don't think that even if she did kill her ex-husband, now she's putting herself into a position to also go to jail for the rest of her life, putting her daughter with no parent at all, which is worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario, you should have thought about that.
Right. So I think when Valerie got out of prison or jail, she didn't go to prison yet, she started thinking about a lot of things. And it was real overwhelming for her. And Valerie ended up jumping off her 7th story balcony to her death.
No.
She did.
Oh.
So she left her daughter without a mother and Leon to stand trial alone, which I don't give a shit about.
Right.
In her last audio journal, she says that her 2 greatest loves were Leon and her daughter.
Oh, you're still giving love to Leon. That's weird.
I believe her daughter was her love, but Leon, she only knew for months, was not her love.
Oh, yeah. And he got you in this pickle. You needed to, that would have been like heartbreaking. Just say, my daughter was my greatest love. I'm sorry I disappointed her. Boom.
But she didn't.
Splat.
Leon's an abuser, a manipulator, and a total sleazebag.
So he was still in her head. Gross.
No. So Leon went to trial and was blasted by his exes, which he deserves.
Totally.
He was abusive and clearly needs to be behind bars. And he was found guilty and sentenced to life with the possibility of parole, which he will be up for when he is 69 years old.
I'm not even going to say anything about that. I'm just going to let that go.
Oh, my God, Gretchen.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay.
I have nothing to say.
In a recorded conversation in jail to his mother, his mom asks him why he's talking to the media. And he was like, oh, you know, because the host, she's cute, mom. And it's like, dude, you're such a slimy motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I just can't with him. And I don't even find him hot. Like, he's not my type. And now after, I mean, jail doesn't do good for anybody, but it definitely doesn't do good for him. I think it was the swagger that he had and this, like, cockiness that he portrayed that really made women fall for him. But he was nobody to fall for. I mean, he really was a scary individual that, I mean, did stalk his exes, which is fucking weird.
Okay. I looked up his picture because I had to see for myself.
Yeah.
He's all right.
He's all right. I mean, he's
all right. He's nothing. Yeah. He's all right.
I think it was the way that he was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So that's the story of Leon Jacob. He's still trying to get out of jail, by the way.
Of course he is. And he probably will never give it up like he should have given up medical school.
That's true.
But you know what? He never will get out because he'll never be humble enough to
find remorse.
Say that he, yes, and the parole board, like he won't be able to stomach it. And so the parole board will never let him out.
And he doesn't think that Valerie's suicide hadn't, like, was his fault, which it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it totally is. And so how old is, do we know, like, about how old the daughter is?
So she was 9 in 2018. So she's like 11. Sad.
That is really sad. The poor little girl.
Yeah. The worst part is for her. I mean, even if her mom went to jail, it would have been better because her mom probably would have got less than life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she could have.
Because it's not, the murder didn't go through. So, yeah.
No. And she could have pled guilty for a lesser sentence. You know what I mean? Like maybe 10 mm-hmm. years or something like that.
And she could have convinced her daughter that she was brainwashed by this man. They could have gone to therapy together. Could have been like her mom joined a cult. Like, sorry, I was whacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I regret it. And they could have gone on.
And she was doing it for her daughter. So it's like, listen, I mean, the daughter could have got over it. She was really young at the time. It is really
so sad.
Really sad. And there are friends that I have heard on some of the things that I was listening to that say how wonderful of a person she was and that they couldn't understand this kind of the side of her, which I think in all kind of murder cases, there's a side of everybody, mostly everybody that is different than their murderish self, right?
Right.
But I do think she got caught up with this fucker. But to murder somebody, to yeah. be like, I'm going to murder my ex-husband who I was with for 17 years. I mean, that's like real extra.
I've been with Fred for 17 years. Dating plus marriage.
Are you ready to kill him?
Not today.
Well, that's good. Some days, I know. So
he got me the living spaces couch. Oh, yeah, I mean, he is in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. He's good right now. For the time being. Yeah. I mean, there are times where you're like, fuck, man. Like last night, my husband was driving, which I just prefer to drive. Okay. I'm on this road trip I'm going on. I'm going to just drive the whole entire time because I can't. He stops quickly and then starts quickly. And my stomach mm-hmm. is like, can't handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, can you just not stop so abruptly? I mean, you would have thought.
Oh, yeah.
I told him that he needs to go back to driving school.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he tell you to check? My husband always tells me to check the glove compartment.
For what?
Do you see a steering wheel in there?
No. He just, I was like, oh my God. Okay. Like,
It's not going to be so bad though on your road trip because it's just long stretches of, you know.
Listen, I'm just going to drive.
Going 75.
I'm
going
to drive.
Listen, I think driving is the easier job.
Me too, because you don't have to like get all the kids all their shit.
You don't have to keep getting snacks. You're not on like snack duty. Mm-hmm. Change in the movie, you know, like whatever. You don't have to do any of that shit. You can just put in your ear pod.
I know. I can't find my earbuds. I'm like, I got to find them because that is a real problem if I don't have those. Because I stick them in, listen to the audiobook. I'm going to listen to audiobook.
Yeah, that's what I did. I listened actually a couple. I just got some new ear pods from waveandcactus.com. They're yellow.
Oh.
And they're great. And they were only $40, Tab.
And do they last a long time?
I don't know how long they last, but they were only $40, Tab. Did you hear that part?
I heard it.
So get some.
But I don't know how much the other ones are. So.
Oh, they're like $150.
Oh, yeah. That's expensive.
Yeah. All right, we got
okay,
some shout outs.
We do. Okay.
Listen, first.
Yes, tell me first.
Tracy.
I was going to say that first.
Oh my God, ESPN, you and me together.
Redneck Tracy. We need to shout him out again because it's a dude. And
we called him a lady. Sorry about
that.
We
don't like doing that.
We don't like doing that. Sorry.
Okay. So, Tracy, second shout out. Booyah.
Redneck Tracy. Booyah. Sorry we did that.
Second one. This is a good one also to shout out second.
Okay.
Okay. Her name is Chrissy. She's from Buffalo, New York, and she's a fan. She says,
oh, she hates us. she
doesn't hate us because she gave us a 5-star. Okay. But she's like, so funny and entertaining. It makes my day. And you sell a t-shirt for Chrissy's who are fans.
Oh, okay. Idea.
It is an idea. But I also will tell you, Chrissy, I have a perfect t-shirt for you. It's called the Disco Biscuit one. Oh, that is definitely right up your alley. I could tell you're a Disco Biscuit. Kim, 1968. She says love, love, love. And she's from Ventura, California.
Oh my gosh.
Which I just went to the drive-in in Ventura, California.
Yeah, that looked like so much fun.
It was real fun, but it gets real cold at night at the beach there, like real cold. Yeah. So bring blankets if you guys go there. Clink, clink. Love this show. Just found this gem from Mosto K. Yes, to mom. I have no idea how to say that. So sorry. Steph, Dawn, Zem. Love, love you both. Always look forward to your weekly podcast. Thanks so much. And I think that's all for now. So if you guys want to give us a shout out, that'd be awesome. Or no, wait. If you want to give us a review, we'll give you a shout out.
We'll give you a shout out.
And if you want more of us, you can find us on Patreon.
That's where it's on.
Housewives of True Crime. Gretchen has a bonus episode from last week, a crime that was, well, maybe change your opinion on a swimmer named Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gretchen's in love. She might get divorced, but he's married. So.
I'm in love with his wife, too. We could be a throuple.
Oh, my God.
I just like that word, throuple.
Did you get that when you went to Utah?
My God, what are you saying?
I'm just saying, I think there's some places that they have multiple. Isn't that where the people from that show are from? Yes.
No, listen. They're sister wives?
Yes.
Listen.
Montana?
Let me tell you something. You are not in the know. I'm down with polygamy. Okay. I mean, it's not for me, but I'm down with other people doing it. And if you watch Sister Wives, Tabitha, you would be down with it too.
Listen,
I could see how it's working.
Oh,
they're all like helping each other.
Yeah, I could see that.
Anyways, let me tell you this. It's not just going down in Utah. That's like you being stereotypical. The sister wife thing is happening in every state of the USA. And I know I'm an authority because I watch not only Sister Wives, but I also watch this other show called Seeking Sister Wives on the TLC.
My God.
Also a good show.
How does she have so much damn time, you guys?
I listen, watch.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me tell you also, could it go the other way? Would it be good to have like one wife and like multiple husbands? Oh, no.
No.
You'd be like,
no.
Sore.
That's
all
right.
The time.
No.
Only works the other way around. It's actually beneficial.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, no judgment if that's how you do it, but it's not for me.
Or maybe it is. You just said it was for you.
Not that much.
Not that much. Maybe just get a babysitter.
Right.
You could also do that.
I could. The good ones are hard to come by.
And then we could go to the Soho House after COVID.
Good. After COVID.
Okay. So anyways, thanks for listening, y'all.
You.
That was my Texas, y'all.
Okay. I like it when you have Texas on the brain. It comes and goes.
It does come and go. Okay. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.